You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, one of the biggest stories in 2022-2023 was the transgender swimmer at UPenn, Leah Thomas, born Will Thomas, who is a male that wants to compete against females. Now, this guy was a mediocre swimmer on the men's team in UPenn for 3 years. I mean, the ranking was something like in the 400s. Nothing special whatsoever. But then he decides, you know what? I want to be a woman. I want to compete against women. And then all of a sudden, rank number one. Number one. Wins an NCAA title and woke ESPN acknowledges Leah slash Will Thomas in their Women's History Month, despite him actually being a male. I found that to be very, very disrespectful, you know, to actual women. ESPN won't even acknowledge Riley Gaines. And Riley Gaines has been at the forefront of trying to keep men out of women's sports. Also, Martina Navratilova, the great tennis player, has also called out the nonsense as well. But ever since Leah slash Will Thomas was done swimming against women in college, where has he been? I was curious about that because you guys may know this, that World Aquiatics, who actually is the governing body of swimming for women and men in general too, put out a ban. Yes, Leah slash Will Thomas is banned from competing against women. What has he actually been up to? Now, we did see that one picture where apparently he actually joined Antifa. Remember the whole Antifa super soldier thing? Yeah. Cringy, a terrorist organization, okay? Domestic terrorist organization. Well, we found out exactly what Leah Thomas has been up to. Guys, this dude is actually trying to compete against women again. I'm not making this up. So let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Memberships just start at $5 per month. Remember, live stream every single Friday. So we're going to be having a stream tomorrow. We appreciate the support. So here we go. On Breitbart, Leah Thomas secretly challenging trans swimming ban. Apparently, this was happening like sometime last year and nobody knew about it. So it could be a possibility, you know, that one day when the Olympics are going on, Leah Thomas just pops out of nowhere. Now, I'm not sure if the swimming qualifications already done. We'll have to see, you know, at least for Paris. But I believe that Leah slash Will Thomas is only something like 23 years old. So maybe thinking about the 2028 Olympics. I don't know. It says here, the Telegraph reports that transgender swimmer Leah Thomas has begun a low-key legal campaign to overturn the ban preventing men from competing in elite women's races, including the Olympics. That's the goal. I believe that he also said after he won an NCAA title that, yeah, he wanted to compete in the Olympics. And as of right now, banned. But in the dark, he's out there trying to challenge that ruling. I don't know if it's actually going to work or not. Anyway, Thomas, who became the first man to win a women's NCAA Division I title in 2022, has asked the Switzerland-based Court of Arbitration of Sport to overturn a ban in place by World Aquiatics, which prevents men from competing in elite women's competitions, the Telegraph reports. World Aquiatics, major competitive swimming's world governing body, was compelled to reevaluate its position on transgender swimmers after Thomas's meteoric rise to the top of women's collegiate swimming. The issues confronting the organization went far beyond the swimming pool. Reports that Thomas had been allowed to use the female locker rooms despite being a man raised additional concerns about the welfare and safety of female swimmers. Yeah, I mean, this dude was exposing it all in front of women in the locker room. No shame. And the women were very, very uncomfortable. According to the Telegraph, and this is what they put here, Thomas has hired top Canadian law firm Tier, the website of which describes his practitioners as fearless advocates who have been involved in high stakes and precedent-setting cases. Those brought before CAS, even ones with a clear public interest element, are controversially not publicized and are heard behind closed doors unless the parties involved consent otherwise. So this is why we have not heard about this. That explains it right there. Telegraph Sport has learned Thomas first went to the court in September, since when World Aquatics has applied to have the case thrown out on the basis he is not currently impacted by his rules because he has not submitted himself to the jurisdiction of USA Swimming, his recognized member association. Yeah, I'm willing to bet if they didn't put this ban in place, the chances of Leah Thomas, you know, being associated with USA Swimming, oh, he would have been there. He probably would have been competing in the Olympics. Thomas's ascent to the top of the swimming world sparked fierce backlash from fellow competitors who have led an effort to reform women's sports and ensure that only women and girls are allowed to participate in them. But the wolves out there, you know, they definitely wanted this to happen. I remember when I shot the video when the ban actually got put in place. I was like, yes, this is what we need. Now, will Leah / Will Thomas be successful in trying to overturn this ban? I hope not, because that's actually going to open up a whole new can of worms. And it's going to be dangerous, you know, for the women that just want to compete with women. Look at the picture right here, man. Look how much taller, bigger, I mean, Will / Leah Thomas is than the other women. It's outrageous, man. I mean, it was a mockery that was actually made of women swimming. And I remember that one picture where the three actual women, they all kind of band together when they were taking a picture with this dude. And they made a clear sign that, like, we're sticking together. We're not down with this whatsoever. But what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of old Leah / Will Thomas trying to be slick and get the ban overturned behind closed doors? Yeah, very, very sneaky. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.